Almighty Father, we thank you, we honor you, for you are the Lord, you will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace, O God. We honor you. Lord, we bow before you. We say you are God and you are God alone. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, O Lord. We bow before you. We lift your name higher. Lord, we exalt you. Thank you, O Lord, for this time. Thank you for this season. Lord, we honor you. For you are the Lord and that is your name. Thank you for your grace, for your hand, for your faithfulness, O Lord, for your love, for your mercy that endures unto all generations, for your love, O God. Lord, we thank you. We lay our crown and we worship you. Father, we call you faithful. We thank you, Lord Jesus. You are good and you are kind. Lord, we appreciate you. And this morning, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 20th of November, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Thank the Lord for his love over your life. Thank him because he's God and he will never change. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that this day, you are a day that the Lord has made. You are a day of joy for me. You are a day of liberty. You are a day of grace for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare the full expression of God's blessing upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every language of infirmity, every language of sickness, every language of evil in this day. You are canceled by the blood of Jesus. I declare today that the grace of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that the blessings of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare I overturn every evil agenda that is in this day, every demonic agenda, I overturn them. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. I will not walk into trap. I am not walking into any trap. I am not walking into accident. In the name of Jesus, I am covered by the blood of Jesus. I declare today, I am moving forward. I am advancing in every area of my life. In the name of Jesus, I will not follow the cycle of evil of yesterday. In the name of Jesus, I possess this day by the fire of the Lord. I possess this day. Favor becomes my portion. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day. You will yield your blessing unto me. This day, you will yield your increase for me. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that in the name of Jesus, the voice of the Lord becomes a command over my day. In the name of Jesus, I program victory into this day. I program favor into this day. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I overturn every satanic agenda over my life today. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare the word of the Lord. Behold, the Lord will do a new thing for me. It shall spring forth in the name of Jesus. I speak into manifestation the provision of God for me today. In the name of Jesus, I speak to manifestation the resources of God for me today. In the name of Jesus, oh, I am a force that cannot be stopped. I have with me the weight of my Lord Jesus. For he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. I gain strength in him. And I gain weight in him. In the name of Jesus, the power of redemption is in me. I am redeemed from any sudden death. I am redeemed from infirmity. In the name of Jesus, my seat is no longer in the corners of death and sickness. For I am seated with my Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. I command my day. I cancel every evil that is organized into this day. I cancel them by the blood of Jesus. I command the day that this day you will speak blessing to me. You speak the goodness of God into my life. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the system. and the structures of this day, you align with the provision of God for me today. In the name of Jesus, this new day, you are a day of grace and not a day of grief. In the name of Jesus, this day, I enjoy the favor of the Lord. I am not frustrated. In the name of Jesus, the joy of the Lord is established over my day. In the name of Jesus, I declare stability over this day. In the name of Jesus, I speak to every creation of the day. You will not stand against me. You will not fight me. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day, and I prophesy blessing. I prophesy favor unto my day. In the name of Jesus, I declare light into every dark corners of this day. In the name of Jesus, this new day, in the name of Jesus, you align with the blessings of the Lord for me. You align with the provision of the Lord for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that I receive angelic assistance. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. This morning, by the grace of God, we are going to pray, and our prayer is going to be different this morning. We are going to pray for this nation. The event happened the day before yesterday, but we got the proper news of the event yesterday, of what happened right in this nation, in a particular state, how the angel of darkness struck and disrupted again the gospel of the Lord, how the enemy struck again, killing the innocent. I want you to pray this morning. Many of us, we are in denial that this is not happening, and that even if it's happening, thank God it's not coming to the south. Beloved, we need to arise in prayer. This is the country that we have, and don't say that it's not going to come. What of if it crossed over? And that is why every Christian must make it a duty. Everyone must make it a duty every morning to remember to pray for our brethren all over the world, especially in Nigeria, most especially in the northern part of this nation. So this morning we are going to pray. I want you to read from the book of Psalm 68 verse 1. The scripture says, "Let God arise and let his enemy be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him." Beloved, I want you to pray. Arise, O Lord, and fight for the cause of the righteous. Pray and tell the Lord this morning, that the Lord will arise and fight for the cause of the righteous. That the Lord will arise and fight for the cause of the gospel. The Lord will arise and stop this wave of evil that is ranging around this nation. The Lord will arise and scatter his enemy. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray. Arise, O Lord, scatter the enemy of peace, those that have positioned themselves as the enemy of peace in this nation. The Lord, you will arise, you will scatter them. Arise, O Lord, and scatter the enemy of righteousness. Arise, O Lord, and scatter the enemy of the gospel. Arise, O Lord, and fight for the cause of the gospel. In the name of Jesus, we are going to pray. I want you to read the book of Psalm 2. We are going to read from verse 1 to verse 5. "Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The king of the earth sets themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in his wrath." Verse 5. "Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex in his sore displeasure." Beloved, I want you to pray that, Lord, you will arise. You will stop the rage of the enemy. Verse 2 says, "The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed." They have taken counsel against the gospel of the Lord. They've taken counsel against the Lord and against his people. Lord, you will arise, O God, in the name of Jesus. You will break their bands. You will break their rank. You will expose them. You will scatter them. Their coming together will be turned to naught. Their counsel, you will expose. You would disgrace them in the name of Jesus. Lord, speak. Let your voice be released upon them and scatter them in the name of Jesus. Lord, arise and fight for the cause of the righteous. Lord, arise and fight for the cause of the gospel. In the name of Jesus. Father, this bloodshed is too much. Arise, O God. Arise, O Lord. Arise, O Lord, and visit the camp of the evil ones, and visit the camp of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, arise, O Lord. Arise, O Lord, and scatter them. Arise, O Lord, and fight for the cause of the righteous, the cause of the innocent. Lord, you will arise. Arise and fight for the widows and the fatherless. O Lord, arise and fight for the cause of the gospel. Scatter their bands, Lord. Set confusion in their midst. Lord, arise, O God, and take this nation by yourself. In the name of Jesus, I want you to read some 35. I'm going to read from verse 1 to verse 3. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strives with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Draw out also despair and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. I want you to pray. Lord, arise and fight for the cause of the righteous. Arise and fight for the cause of the righteous. Lord, fight the cause of the righteous. Lord, fight against them that fight against your righteous, that fight against the gospel. Take hold of your shield and your buckler. Stand up for our help, Lord. Draw out also your spear and stop their wiles, their rage against us, in the name of Jesus. Oh Father, say unto us that you, our God, you are our God and you are our salvation, in the name of Jesus. Arise, O God, and fight for the cause of the gospel, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 35 from verse 15. But in my adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abject gathered themselves together against me, and I know it not. They tear me and seized not. With hypocritical mockers in feast, they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue our soul from destruction. Rescue my soul from their destruction, my darling from the lions. I will give thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are my enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eyes that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they open their mouth wide against me and said, ha ha, our eyes had seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence, O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God, my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their heart, ha, so would we have it. Let them not say, we have swallowed him. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at my hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which had pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Beloved, I want you to go through these scriptural passages and pray. Pray for the peace of this nation. Ask the Lord to arise and stop the rage of the enemy. Ask that the Lord would declare his peace upon this nation, in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning, we take this nation for you, the Lord. Oh Lord, we take Nigeria for the Lord, the government and his people, in the name of Jesus. Violence shall no more be heard in our land, neither waste nor destruction. Father, take charge of this nation in the name of Jesus. Oh, Nigeria is of the Lord, the government and all its people, the land and all its wealth, in the name of Jesus. Arise and fight for the cause of the righteous, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, I want to encourage you to continue to pray for this nation. continue to pray for Nigeria. If the Lord has enabled you, you have the voice, you have the platform to speak up. Beloved, speak according to the leading of the Lord. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. And know this, that the coming of the Lord is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.